Telling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Dr. Zemke, good morning. Come in, come in.
Good morning. Whew.
Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay, ay. Oh, we've got a really interesting topic today, and I've been practicing it in the car.
Okay, good.
No, not talking about it.
So it's not the tuba.
It's not. Yeah, this is something you do with your voice. It's called overtone singing or throat singing. And
okay, so yeah, so throat singing. And BFM loves throat singing, eh?
Do they?
Yeah, we've.
Are you into your tubins?
I can't even be sure that I know whether I'm not thinking of the same thing, but I know that every year or so, someone comes out with a good old round of throat singing. You know, and puts it on, and then someone can do it, and then someone else knows a guy that can do it, and then...
Just in the car, I swear, because last night I was reading extensively how to do it, and they do suggest practicing in a place with a bit of noise, like in the shower, or like in the car. I don't know, for some reason that helps you hear it better. That makes sense. And I was getting it in the car just like in a half an hour. So the most famous area that does it is an area of Mongolia called Tuva, T-U-V-A. Yep. And they are so into it. They have competitions and famous throat singers, and it's massive. And an American artist in the 2000s, Paul Pena, went over there and made a documentary about it and learned how to do it. And that kind of opened it up to the, you know, world music documentary. Okay, you said it. So what it is you sing really, really low, and all sounds have harmonics, right? Which is sort of... the reverberating.
When you say really, really low, you mean like.
Yeah.
Like that sort of thing. So bullfrog low.
Yeah. When you sing low, so there are natural harmonics we just can't hear.
How low can you
them.
Go, Tess? Let's have a listen.
Oh, I can't go very low.
Let's have a listen. Let's just have a listen.
La. That's it. That's
you sound like you're snoring. No, come on.
No, I can't go.
Ooh, hello.
Lower. I can't. It doesn't.
Ooh,
it's just not.
You can't.
She
actually can't.
You can. Okay.
But if you,
it's quite.
But then
it's
you,
quite high pitched.
Then
let's
you
be honest.
Try to hear, because there will be this natural harmonic, which is a fifth over the top, and then some people can
always
get three
a fifth?
Over the top. Yep, that's where it starts.
Wow.
And
what's a fifth? Some people don't know.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 5. It's okay. 5 notes above whatever
five,
you are,
yeah.
And so apparently you're not actually, so it sounds like you're singing two notes at once, which is like physically impossible, and that's why it's mind-blowing and people go, what? But apparently you're not. You're singing the one note and you're just hearing the resonance of the overtone, whether it's through your, you know, so what your mouth is doing.
Your jowl or your throat?
Yes, that's right.
The tonsils or the jaw.
The wobbly bit under your neck. And it's really amazing sounding, and you know, then obviously, you know, people get really good at it and they can do it, and there's actually heaps of different kinds and flavors and schools of thought on it. So let's listen to the Tuvan one first. The Tuvans are Yatka. So they're from Tuva.
Well, it's pretty peppy.
Get straight into it, really.
Is that bass noise I can hear? Is that voice or is that? Jesus. Can I just say? Go BFM.
So you can hear the bass note and something up above it, right?
Oh, seductive, isn't it?
Well, apparently it sends you into the primitive dimension and subsumes self. And, you know, people get all spiritual about it. And Tuva and Mongolia, you know, have a
lot of...
That's
pretty dramatic, actually.
Very dramatic.
A lot of plains, you know, and so apparently it is about wide open spaces and nature and, you know, being out there sort of humming and hearing resonances with waterfalls and wind and
animals,
getting that sort of playing with nature.
So you can't sort of go, yeah! You can't sort of exclaim, can you?
No, well, because you want... Yeah, the lower you go, the more likely you are to hear that. Oh, that's Mikey, don't you?
That's just trying. Can't knock a guy for trying.
These guys have also released a band of covers. You know, pop song.
Here we are now.
Yeah, that would sound good. You know, and then
you do blend in with the song quite a bit.
Yeah.
But maybe not.
Yeah, Mikey, you could totally do it.
low enough or no, let's get lower. You've been practicing, let's hear it.
Yeah, but I can't do it in tune.
Like I say, very, very seductive.
I don't think it's seductive when I do.
And yeah, the best time to do this, just waking up, like just waking up. Like
hey, true.
A big deep sleep, then look over at your lover and go.
No, I mean, you good know, it can morning. Be a bit of a sort of a kitsch exotica thing, right? You know, like one trick pony and stuff. But
yeah,
these guys
it's more to it than that, I think.
Yeah, and these guys are trying to make sort of careers of it, and obviously they play other instruments.
Okay, what else have we got? What have we got? Any other versions?
Which one would you like next?
Okay, let's have Tanya Tagak. Now, she's from Canada, so the Inuits do the singing as well, but in the Inuits, the ladies do it.
This is a Tribe Called Red.
Featuring,
well, yeah.
Right, so this will be a rap, Tribe Called Red or
Tribe
a rap.
Tribe Called Red, of course, so they played here. When did they play here?
Did
was
they?
That,
oh,
was
cool.
That last New Year's or the New Year's before?
And so that's her.
That's her.
So she's like beatbox. Oh, she's wow. Like beatbox overtone singing.
Yeah.
Woo! Did she go brrrr percent?
Yep.
Once again. I like the. She's not doing that. Is it because there is quite a big sort of Native American sort of. That technique, is that the same sort of
yeah.
Singing?
Yeah, so it's kind of weird that it pops up in different places like the Sami people, you know, in Norway, you know, the Mongolians, apparently the Japanese have a tradition. So I think it's just something certain people figured out. Now, the Inuit one is really weird. It's usually a pair of women competing at each other in pairs, right. And they get so close they're using each other's mouths as the resonant. Anyway, apparently it's a thing.
Really?
But I read the story of this lady is that she.
Sit down, Mike. Jesus. Yeah.
She never won the gaming version, but wasn't until she started doing it like as singing and with emotions that she became really good.
Okay, so this is. Is this the same one?
Yep.
Would you like to this, move on
let's
to the
let's
next
move
one?
On to the.
Now, the move on, this is. This is just a Canadian white lady.
Okay.
That's learned how to do it, and now she has choir. She teaches it.
Well, we're doing singing, eh? See, Tess, she's not too deep.
No?
No, no. I mean, I'm just
saying.
Give
it a go. Give it a go.
I can't do it, Mikey.
Not with that attitude, you can't.
So, you know, you can see, obviously she's layering it herself. So, you know, trying to figure out, I have this amazing technique. Now, how can I make it, you know, useful, listenable? Because people like a song. This is Kiva Simova.
Now, is this the same sort of thing that the Tibetan monks do as well?
Yes. Yes. So not all throat singing has overtones, and not all overtone singing is throat singing. Because throat singing is throat singing.
Have you ever heard a comedian called Maria Bamford?
Does she do this?
Just for some reason, this reminds me of her. She's like a Canadian regional Bobby McFerrin.
Yes.
Yes.
No, absolutely. People have compared her to Bobby McFerrin. Because it is. It's just that play with the sort of farthest extent you can go.
Hey, you know what? You know what? This is what, you know, as we said before, all it takes is one civil emergency and all your fancy electronic gizmos are gone.
And we'll all be listening to throat singing.
We'll all be...
Yep.
We'll all be bobbing our tops of our heads or rubbing our tummies and slapping our feet, and that'll be it. That'll be it. That'll be the orchestra for the day.
So it does have this primitive, but it's also, you know, the stretching the body to making, you know, more than what people think it's capable of.
Well, I didn't think she was capable of making that noise. That's overtone singing. You can't buy that on Trade Me, can you?
No, you can't. It's you have it within.
You have it within. It's
if you search inside yourself,
you carry it within your own bosom.
But yeah, there's heaps of online things, how to do it, and workshops, and you know, and of course, they like you to learn the history and the culture as well. So you're not just like sort of taking the style that you, you know.
When I can play the didgeridoo, and when I play the didgeridoo,
it's comparable to that as well.
You can get into quite a funky zone mentally for quite a long time.
Actually, they say it's equivalent.
So I'm wondering whether it's the same thing, because there'd be a lot of breath control in there. It'd be like,
yep, yeah, and then you know, getting those extra sounds. No, absolutely, they compared it.
Contributing comment caller.
Oh yeah.
Oh no, you got it. You definitely got it in there.
Yeah, he
is
did.
Is he right? Is he right? You still with us?
Yeah, still here.
I thought you might have passed out.
How have you? Did you just try it now, or have you been doing it?
Was that or was that nitrous?
Death metal help.
Death metal. There's something. There is a connection there, though, isn't there?
Yeah, same kind of diaphragmatic breathing. Yeah.
Right on. One more time for us.
Whistling?
Yeah, that whistling. That sort of whistling. Is that the more than fifth, though, isn't it? Oh, well done. Well done. Well done indeed. Yeah, nice work. Nice work. Just for a straight, just cold call.
Yeah.
Thank you, caller. All the best.
Good morning.
You know, that's the best thing. You know, that there's people out there trying it right now. And we just don't have time to take all your calls right now, but we'd love to...
We should really have a whole half-hour stretch where everyone just calls in and does it.
I kind of do want to do that. We maybe take a few calls after the headlines. We'll see how we go. All right. Okay. Hey, thank you, Doctor.
Okay,
you're right. We lose you for 3 weeks.
That's right. I'm going to Samoa. Hello, Falava.
Oh, have a wonderful time. Work hard in Samoa.
I'll practice my throat singing. I'll come
and
back.
Bring us back some interesting tidbits about the Samoan sounds.
I will.
Thank you very much, Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.